In Myanmar, also known as Burma, pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi today began a sixth year under detention. It was announced yesterday that her house arrest, due to end, was to be extended by 12 months. UK-based Christian Solidarity Worldwide condemned the decision, pointing out it even violated Myanmar's own legal code. The organization's advocacy officer for South Asia, Ben Rogers, says he's surprised that they would make the decision while seeking foreign aid to help cyclone victims.
I think it's perhaps a little bit surprising that they have still gone ahead with it, given the international scrutiny, the international attention, and their desire to get large sums of money from the international community. They've asked for $11 billion, which is almost their entire GDP, which I'm sure they would not use for cyclone relief, but that's what they've asked for. So in some ways, it's surprising that despite their knowledge that the world is watching, they've still gone ahead. But overall, they're behaving as usual.